You own your design business, but are you actually earning what you want and deserve to earn in terms of your personal income as the interior designer business owner? Let's talk about it.
Ooh, that was deep. That felt very deep. Loving it.
Okay, so Shay, this was you. Solopreneur turned small business owner, interior designer, business owner, and you were not probably paying yourself what you needed and wanted to earn at one point in your business. So let's actually help these designers do the exercise, working backwards from that number, not just what you need to earn. We can talk about that. What's the bottom line? But what you actually want your personal income to look like coming from your business.
Yeah, money is always a challenging conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It can also sometimes be triggering, depending at what point you're at in your growth marker. Because I feel like initially what happens is the money feels very, very good when you're self-employed and you're not paying anyone and you're somewhat flying by the seat of your pants. There's no structure. You're starting to grow. Money actually feels very good because there's really no overhead at that time. It's like almost the most freeing, rewarding moment. You get this glimmer of what you think business ownership is when you're really just a self-employed individual. But you get this glimmer and it's very, very exciting. And then there's all of these challenges come with building a business. And we've talked about that on other episodes. You have to pay to play. You've got to build a foundation of this business. Just because there's no brick and mortar store does not mean that there is no structure that needs to be built to keep this thing moving. And then throughout that journey, it's the how do I pay myself conversation,
mm-hmm.
which equals what do I even need to thrive and survive? Hopefully we're doing both at the same time. Sometimes maybe just surviving in certain stages. And then there's the what do I want in terms of vision? And then there's the what do I need in the middle to make the money?
Yep. So I'm going to give everyone 3 seconds to ask yourself that uncomfortable question. What do you actually want? What is the salary that will make you feel fulfilled and thriving? Dreams are free, people. Put the number on the board that you want your salary to be coming in from your company personally as income.
Dreams are free. Loving that. They're free.
They're free. But I said moment of silence, Shay. So shut up.
So make it high, people. No, I'm just gonna...
Yep, absolutely.
Dream big.
Okay. Did you put that number out there for yourself?
Yes.
Great. Now let's actually figure it out because there is a calculator to make this happen. Don't let it feel too far away because it's right there. You just put it on the board. So let's go backwards. Shayna Rose, walk us through essentially that salary calculator working backwards from that dream number.
Yeah. We made a very simple calculator. So we're going to go simple, but I do want to disclaim there are so many missing buckets in terms of personal investments and overhead and break-evens. Those all in the purpose of this exercise, all of those you have to bake into how much money you want to make. So just make sure that your overhead, your break-even, the money you need to keep the lights on and the bacon on the table, whatever that number is, throw that extra into whatever you want to make if you haven't factored that in, because that's how the calculator is working.
And if you have not done that exercise yet as a business owner, I highly, highly, highly recommend you do that, or you get on our schedule and do that with Shayna if you just need the accountability or the template of how she would go through that with you. But make that priority number one. Pause this, go to your break even and come back. And now we're going to talk through, assuming that's baked in as that baseline number, that's the need to have. Now we're going want to have and how we get there. So first question, what is your current hourly rate?
Yeah, got to know the hourly rate.
Are you charging the way you should be? Is it your goal to increase your rates in 2026? Or are you feeling like you're in a good spot? Are you looking to be competitive in your market with your hourly rate? Or are you looking to have that luxury hourly rate that someone can take or leave? Do you feel good about your pricing?
Well, one thing I'm going to say in this calculator is, and we keep saying calculator, there's a tool, we're going to link it to this podcast, where you can ultimately enter in a couple bits of information. You can put in how much you want to make. You have to put in how many billables you're able to work each week. That's something we've got to talk about because everyone, if you're working full time, is going to jump to 40. It's not 40. If you're a business owner, you cannot work 40 billable hours a week.
You got to work on your business and in your business.
Yep. So that's a whole other lesson we can kind of get into for what that recurring system needs to be and how that's going to knock down your billable hours. But those are really the only three variables.
How many weeks of vacation? When you say my billable hours, is your vision of success, you're taking 2 weeks of vacation a year, or are you taking 8? That overall affects your income over the course of the year. And you don't need to limit yourself, but you need to plan and account for that in your calculation.
So four main variables that you get to play with. That's what I kind of love about this calculator. When I've done a live workshop with a client in a coaching call, we're playing.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing with dreams, and then we're taking those dreams and we're playing with numbers that feel more realistic to where we are. And what that calculator is kind of spitting out and doing is, here's how many hours you need to delegate a week to achieve that goal. You already know how many billables you're going to work because you've committed to that in the exercise. So there is that. And to commit to that and the routine of the business, which should be married into that, here's how much you need to delegate. And really, the nucleus of the entire exercise is the pricing model if we're going to start delegating. And that's a whole other episode of controlling the money and making sure that every hour you're going to pay out in this money exercise, the amount of money you're going to profit is consistent. And that's how the numbers don't lie.
So the very first number you're going to get from the tool based on your current hourly rate, based on your billable hours per week that you are committing to, remembering that you need to take time and factor in time for working on the business and living your life, your number of vacation weeks per year. Now we can calculate your current salary. Where are you right now? Working solo, doing what you're doing. There's the difference right there. Your dream number that's on the board, what you can realistically bring in right now today, that difference is that additional annual earnings you need to match your dreams to get there. And the only way you can make up that difference without either working yourself to death and working more and stretching those billable hours that you just committed to for yourself or charging your clients more and price gouging, that middle ground that you're making up, we're going to help you do that through delegation.
Well, something too I want to say, and another moment that came out in a session last week with a client was, there is a missing element of the money, which is the product sales, which everyone wants full service. Everyone wants that extra bonus money. And that profit margin, if anyone is thinking right now, has not been mentioned in this equation of the money, because I don't like to put it on the table. I like to treat product sales as a bonus. It is one bucket extra, but people are also a product sale if the sale of your services is controlled. So if you're working your hourly and you've got three other people that are working billable hours, and let's just say for easy math, you're paying them $50 an hour, you're billing out $150, you're profiting consistently an ROI of $100 an hour. You just gave yourself a $300 raise. So you're making, if you're working your billable hour at $150, $450 an hour by diversifying your sales, creating streamlined processes where your services are product. It's all the same. And that's where the inconsistencies of economy and decision making,
people dragging their feet, people wanting to go in phases. Oh, never mind. I actually shopped you and found this at a cheaper price. The most conservative projections you'll be able to make is when you leave product off the board and look at that as some great big bonus that comes outside of these calculations we're talking about today. So thank you for saying that, Shay. We didn't forget about profit. We specifically left that to be a little bonus change in your pocket.
Yeah. And it all matters, but The way you can view that money is a bonus to myself. It's also going to feed the business marketing, its finance team, business foundation, whether you're paying coaches or whether you're just investing time to build that system of procedure, automation, all of it, templates and questionnaires, everything that this business needs to fill its soul.
There's non-billable work happening here, people, every day.
Yeah. And that's the business. And it's going to be heavy in its foundational growth. And the core foundation is being built. And then there's the maintenance of it, where there's the upkeep. It's like building a house. And then you have to maintain it to keep and grow its value. But yeah, we're talking about money. Money is hard. It's important in this creative space with these creative brains.
It's at least a portion of why you got into this. At least a portion of why you went into business for yourself and why you find yourself on this crazy business owner journey. Hopefully not all of it. Hopefully you love the work and you love the design and you love your team and you love your clients. But you definitely got into this for the money too. So don't neglect that.
Yeah, sometimes I just think we don't want to think about it and do the exercise and do the work. I mean, last year when I was feeling kind of out of control with what's going on and I needed to update my break even, you like rescheduled half my day to do it. It took me legitimately like 3 hours to go through statements, to collect the information, just all of it.
I would get the email like, is this a subscription we're using? Like making sure this is still up to date.
I don't know. I lost control at a certain point.
Yeah, exactly. It has to be done and it has to be done consistently.
Good to get in a good practice to do it now and make projections. But if you are that person listening and you're already very underwater and you haven't done it, it takes a lot of time. Sometimes it doesn't feel as good as you thought it would after. That was kind of a shock for me. Kind of like spiraled me with how much money was consistently recurring. I knew, but there's assuming and then there's knowing and you're like, whoa. Okay, but we're doing it. It gives you a level of comprehension for understanding things as well.
Yeah. Good to know when those payments come out. What are you on the annual subscription for versus monthly? What do you need to plan for and not let it spiral you when it comes? All of those things are an active part of this process for sure.
Yeah.
So let's just go through it now for the person who wants it short and sweet. Give me the numbers. You're starting with your dream number on the board. You've got your currently hourly rate and how many billable hours per week you're willing to work, how many weeks of the year you're willing to work. That gives you your current salary right now. Now you know the difference. How much do you need to make up? So let's look at the profit per hour of delegated work. What are you currently paying your team, our team, whoever it is that you're outsourcing to? That gives you your profit per hour. So now divide that additional annual earnings needed by that profit per hour of delegated work. This is how many delegated hours per year you are shooting for to make your team, much like your profit sales, an additional profit generator underneath of you. Roughly divide that per week. There you go. This is what your team needs to look like in order to, as a machine, create that income that we started out calling like a dream number and is now the plan. Ta-da.
Right. Now, I want to say one more thing. We took it to the dream, but what I also love about knowing the numbers is that you will know what you have to sell. Or if you're panicking that you're slow, you can be looking at numbers and knowing where that minimum baseline needs to be. And in reality, most people's minimum baselines are not huge in the beginning. It depends on where you are in life, of course. But when you quantify this by billable hours you have to sell, somewhere between 30 to 50, I would say, is a typical average. And so when you think about it like that, or if you're in a drought and you're worrying and you do know how to diversify and have flexible sales and focus on service. And even if you're selling that flat fees can convert to hourlies in a sense, you're focused on typically going after and just closing anything small you can to hit that number. And so money and understanding goals and kind of the bare minimum and understanding how you can close and sell in the middle of that. And yes, of course, bringing people on and profiting from people to get you towards your goals. It's all about helping you feel in control of your emotions, what's going on inside of you every day, these exercises matter for your inner self to just chill a little bit. I can't say it any other way, because when you feel like you have no idea what's going on, that feeling can compound with a slew of other things that are going to influence your inner core. So there's also the opposite side.
Yeah. Or if you know what's going on and you don't know what you plan to do about it. Equal spiral right there.
Yeah. So it's a fun tool for you to just pop numbers in, play on both sides, and really understand what you need to, what did I say, bring home the bacon and keep the lights on. You need to know that and convert that into that baseline sales.
Yep.
So yeah, we're here for it.
All right. So go click around. Ask us if you have questions. It's literally what we're here for. And let's stop making that number sound far away and really just make it an actionable plan to get there. You got this.
Yeah. We are in the business of building successful interior designers. Keeping you balanced and feeling balanced is going to contribute to your success. So if you're making excuses on doing the break even or playing around with this tool, let's just say, and understanding your max and mins and your dreams and all the things, let's stop doing that today and put it on the schedule. Block 30 minutes for yourself at minimum to play with the tool, get inspired, and then go block 2-3 hours to do your break even if you've got a lot going on, or 30 minutes if you don't have that much going on. It doesn't take you that long to rattle off and don't get stuck. Make an estimation. Oh, I think that's about 35. All right, go up and put 45. Whatever you're thinking, just go higher than what you're thinking.
Yep.
To just get it done.
Yeah. Let us know when you've gotten it done. We'll celebrate your win with you for today.
Yeah. Whoop whoop. Well, that's a wrap on today's episode. If there's one thing we hope that you take away from this conversation, it's that your dream income isn't just a fantasy. It's a calculation waiting to happen. Whether it's figuring out your current hourly rate, committing to a realistic billable hours, or understanding how delegation can bridge the gap between where you are and where you want to be. The numbers don't lie. And when you actually do the math, that dream salary becomes an actionable plan.
Remember that this is not about perfection or having it all figured out overnight. If you've been avoiding your break-even analysis, or if you've been spiraling because you have no idea what's really going on in your business finances, it's time. Block the time and get your numbers in order.
So here's your challenge for this episode. Click on the salary calculator tool in the show notes and actually put it to use. Plug in your dream number. And remember, people, dreams are free. So make it big. And then work backwards with your current hourly rate, your billable hours per week, and your vacation weeks.
See the gap between what you want and what you have right now, and just know that you'll need to delegate to make up that difference. And if you're panicking because you're in a slow season, use this tool. Figure out your bare minimum baseline so you know exactly how many billable hours you need to sell to keep the lights on and the bacon on the table. Knowledge is power, and these numbers will help you finally feel in control instead of spiraling.
And if you need some extra help building that pricing model, creating a delegation strategy, or finally getting the systems in place to make your team a profit generator underneath you, we've got you. We can customize support that works for your life and your business. Because this isn't about working yourself to death or price gouging your clients. It's about building a sustainable business that actually pays you what you deserve.
So when you're ready, stop avoiding the numbers and start working towards the income that you actually want. Schedule a free call with us at fordesignerbusiness.com or check the link in the show notes. You are just one phone call away from turning that dream number into a real plan.
Want free coaching from us right on this podcast? Just send us an anonymous voicemail at fordesignerbusiness.com or in the show notes of this episode. We would love to hear from you, and we'll provide real feedback and coaching, and your question just might be featured on a future episode.
And if you enjoyed today's episode, please help us grow this amazing community of designers just like you by taking a moment to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen. New episodes drop every Tuesday, so be sure to subscribe and you'll get notified every week.
Remember, we are in the business of building successful interior designers just like you. And keeping you balanced and in control of your numbers is going to massively contribute to your success. So stop making excuses about calculating your break-even, avoiding the salary calculator, or putting off the financial work that you know needs to happen. Your future self will thank you.
Make no excuses, learn your numbers, and watch what happens when you finally take control of your money. Until next time, keep designing and keep dreaming. Let's get it, y'all.